Okay, 7 o'clock. It's September 8th, 7 o'clock is the Municipal Budget Committee, and we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
She's amazing to watch. If you guys can try to catch a game, she's amazing.
What year did she graduate?
She graduated last year. She worked so hard. She's awesome.
Okay, I got an email from Susan Gale. She's excused. She said she can't make it tonight. Something has come up. Okay, the first order of business is to approve the minutes from June 9th. And Casey attached the email as Sue requested. So we didn't have a quorum last time, so we couldn't approve them. But I believe we do this time. So is there a motion to
approve? I don't think you do. The three of us can't. We have to abstain.
I wasn't
here.
Do you
have a quorum before?
Well, let's see. This meeting...
oh, Dick's fine.
Yeah, Lynn, yes. Dick.
I'm sorry.
Me, Bob.
Sorry, Dick. Well,
yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve?
A motion to approve.
Katrina made a motion. Is there a second?
Sure.
Todd seconds. All in favor? Aye. Okay, the minutes are approved.
And I have to abstain.
Me too.
And Jody, I think, has to abstain.
Yeah.
Okay, then we have the minutes of August 11th. Any changes or corrections to the minutes? Is there a motion to approve?
I wasn't there, so I'll skip that.
I'll make a motion if you'd like.
Okay, Sue makes a motion to approve.
I'll second.
And Katrina seconds. All in favor? Aye.
Okay.
Now questions. We had questions from these minutes. So we'll start on the first page. We were talking about under proposed budget committee budget for 2022. We were talking about Casey's hourly rate, and nobody knew what it was.
including you, Casey.
It's a real lifesaver.
Yeah.
Okay. It's paying the mortgage.
You talk about loving your job. I guess you do. you do it for nothing, apparently.
Okay, so Casey makes $16.95 an hour. And then somebody asked about what do other people doing the same kind of work make? Well, there's only two people who don't work for the town who take minutes, and the other person makes a little bit less. So, anyway. So we discussed, obviously, giving Casey a raise. So I was thinking about that today, and I was wondering, and probably Sue probably doesn't know the answer at this point, if the selectmen plan to give all the employees a raise. But I presume
they'll get their cost of living. And then there's a matrix that we go by.
Yeah, it's
so everybody will get a cost of living raise?
Yeah, and it's like, what is it, 5.7 or 5.8?
I looked up today, it was 5.4.
Wow.
Okay. So.
Yeah, but.
My boss doesn't give me that kind of a pay raise.
Raise your rates.
So I'm presuming if everybody gets it, that Casey will get the same cost of living raise that everybody else gets. And then if we decide to give her another raise after that, there's enough money in the budget, we can do that. I mean,
it's a good idea.
But
it's a good idea.
Well, okay. All right. Next question was, let's see. We were talking about the street lighting that was -41% of the budgeted amount. And Sue said they were waiting on a total of streetlights still and the total expense to charge them. And she asked for the next meeting.
The streetlight budget line runs negative each year, typically less than $100. As you know, the board authorized allowing this line to go over to cover this project, and she's talking about going to the LEDs.
Mm-hmm.
I will put the minutes below in case any of the budget committee board members wanted to read them.
Okay.
So it went over because we're changing over. Can you hear me, Dick? Okay. We're changing over to the LED lights. So that's fine.
Okay, then Dick asked about the highway budget. Seems like there has not been enough money spent and asked if the work that was supposed to be scheduled is getting done. And Sue said she'd check on that.
And I've passed the question along to Jeff, but I haven't received a response yet. And I will update that as soon as the information is received.
Okay.
Is it possible, I mean, I know you probably are all on Facebook, but like how, riding around the town, the roads are, I mean, Brown Road is, Merrill Road, I mean, there's just so many roads that are, Merrill, you literally dodge and weave, and I don't know when it's on the list, I think it's pretty far down. Mm. I mean, is there anything, I mean, as a collective group, can we bring it to him and give more money in his budget? I mean, because...
It's not the money because he hasn't spent it yet. Normally spent by now. So
this is his full time job or no?
No.
No.
Oh, it's not.
No, he does tree work.
I know he's a tree climber, but I thought he signed on to be the road agent.
I think he did, but I mean, he's still running his business.
Oh, I didn't know he was running his business.
And I don't know what the hour breakdown is, but he is running his business.
But, you know, they do patching. I mean, those panels, they do patching.
Patching this year was a joke.
I mean, Merrill, you literally have to weave in and out. I mean, I don't know if you do as Todd, but it's like you have to avoid them as you go down. You don't?
No, I but you're just mentioning the roads that we frequent all the time.
Brown.
So I couldn't, yeah,
I
don't.
Brown,
but
Brown
isn't there,
is
every?
Really
it seems like every time somebody asks, Rudy always says that there's a capital improvement plan with the list of roads that are on the list.
Yeah, but that doesn't have to do with potholes.
That's just
that's
different.
Yeah, that's reconstruction.
I did notice, I happened to read something about people complaining about potholes, and there was one on South Road that everybody talked about, and magically it was filled.
Oh, okay.
But they fill it, but they don't stamp it, so when you drive over it, falls apart.
But it's...
I did ask him about that, because South Road, I travel it every morning to go to the golf course. There's one at the bottom of the hill that was really deep. And Jeff said what happened with all the rain, the coal patch wasn't cold. He's filling it in, and then it's...
And it's washing right back out again. Yes.
Yeah. I think all the rain is...
And maybe we should bring up to the selectmen, we need a full-time road agent. If that, I really misunderstood. I thought he did that. I thought he was doing that job like Dennis did. I didn't realize he's not...
And again, I don't know his hour breakdown, but I know he was doing training.
Well, because I know we sign for equipment every week.
Who is his son-in-law.
Dennis's son-in-law. He married Elizabeth.
Okay.
Marin Chief.
All right. What's in the cooler?
Okay.
From Iowa.
Dick asked for a copy of the MRI proposal from the town.
Hmm. Wait, where are we? You asked for what?
A copy of the MRI proposal.
Mm-hmm. Where is that? In the new part?
Oh, it's on the other business.
Oh.
At the bottom of the second page.
Other page.
This one right here.
After the school.
Mm-hmm.
The budget.
Oh my God. All right. I have one more and then you can just put the cover right back on that thing.
Wait a minute, Dick. I might have that here. This one. The Municipal Resources Finance, that contract? It says MRI proposal, but I think that's it.
Wasn't he talking about the computer upgrade?
That's, yeah.
Is that the MRI?
No, it's an MR. What are the initials? It wasn't the right initials. I knew what he meant.
Okay, all right. Is that what you were looking for, Dick?
Dick, is that what you want? Is that right?
Well, that's the beginning of it. I guess I can look at the Zoom meeting when they were there, or maybe I can make some sense out of it.
Okay.
Oh, what they're doing, yeah, because they just had that.
Okay. And then the next thing, he wanted the current ballots on the assessed valuation increase on April 1st, 2021.
Donna said she called you about that, Dick. She called you about that, the assessed...
Who?
Donna. Becker said she called you about that. Well, you had several questions, and I sent them to her, and I think she thought it was easier to call to make sure she was giving him what he wanted.
Which one are you talking about,
Steve? Well, all the questions, I think. Didn't Donna Becker...
Donna and I had a discussion about a bunch of stuff, yes.
Did that answer your questions?
I guess so.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Then there was a question for Stephanie. Like to know the anticipated effect of the recent state legislation where they reduced the amount of the statewide property tax.
So this, I'll read you what Amy says.
Okay.
She said, Candia, so in reference to, we are seeing changes in the adequacy again for next year based on student enrollment and free reduced meals, but the number is too early to give you. She said $12,467.76 in relief aid based on free and reduced numbers will not expire, but the number could change. And then we're getting $109,160.36 based on the average daily membership based on the enrollment. So we won't see a change.
Okay, because our
in this year, but I don't know about the next year.
Okay. Okay.
So even though they reduced that, they increased some other reliefs. And I have an answer for the substitute teachers. She gave me a breakdown. She said that $11,668.75 were teachers covering classes when other teachers were out. It's part of their agreement. We had to hire a long-term sub for first grade, which was $11,966.40. And on just regular substitutes, we spent $13.20.
Yeah, no, I was just curious what they got per day.
Well, I got curious, too, because I know they weren't allowing people in the building.
Yeah. So I think Candy's one of the worst-paying subs as far as
we increased.
No, they changed.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Because usually they don't. It's a zero. They haven't used
it. We haven't used it, so I got curious.
Yeah.
Okay, I think those were all the questions from our last meeting. Okay. Now, the next item is the town report. I'll give everybody a minute to look at it because we just got it today.
Yeah, apologies. She was on vacation.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, Donna was on vacation. So.
You get a copy of all these things.
What's the email? Yeah.
You do. Okay.
You can take that if you want.
Feel free to take it. I'm going to say. You. So it seems like the town's in
really good shape. Yeah, but it's all it's all like highway though.
But even with the other departments, are pretty well under budget, at least for now. You know.
That's what I thought too, and then someone went.
Oh yeah, once
driven by the highway.
Yeah, like the fire department. He never spends it too much.
And you notice she's started putting the general fund balance at the top of the page.
Yeah, she's going to put it at each one.
Okay.
Yeah, month.
So that it is there. Mm-hmm.
But we did receive 200 and something thousand for the
COVID, or the
ARPA.
American Rescue Plan, and we have another 200 something thousand we'll receive next year. And there's a committee looking at where to spend that.
Yeah, and can't the school apply for some of those funds?
The school got a lot of money.
We haven't applied for it yet.
I think
for any of these ARPA funds.
Maybe it's...
I think you're right, Sue. I think the school, from my understanding, that was a separate funding that you got. This is a separate bill from the ARPA funds. You know, it's a 38-page document. I'm on that committee.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we asked the department heads to submit request based off of the guidelines.
But if, like, so I was under this understanding that school could get some of that, so, like, we could, our janitors are working double time because we can't hire people because of COVID, stuff like that.
So we'll, so Matt asked that question to Mark, and yeah, we're looking into that. That request came, we just met, what's tonight, we've had meetings every night, right? So anyway, I saw Mark last night.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
At the fire station meeting, and he mentioned that Matt had asked. So we're looking, you have to read through it. It's very complex, the uses.
Yeah.
We'll be making a recommendation,
right,
to the Board of Selectmen, because the other
like
ones.
Like October 1st or something?
So,
that's the deadline?
No, so the deadline for us to report out is October 31st.
Okay.
But we have to report out all activity from September 30th previous,
right,
and then once
right
a year thereafter. So the plan is, we're getting the request. We meet next week. We're going to put a summary document together to just give some broad recommendations to the Board of Selectmen. They will actually be responsible for the decision on how to disperse it.
Gotcha.
But I think school's got a big chunk of something else, just
it was in
automatically.
Last week's, it was in last month's packet.
Revenue.
But it's what we can spend it on and what we did. So like,
right,
there's like some air pure like filters and stuff like
that,
but none of it goes
wasn't
towards
that
people.
Sort of one of the projects that was in the list of things.
Yeah, the filter system was.
Air.
Yeah, for the improvement.
It's not much.
The 2 point something million. Yeah.
I know the upper guidelines. You can use some of it for payroll for essential workers. Anything that related to COVID, as far as ventilation goes, spacing in a building, those type of things. They had a broadband provision in there, but it actually is very specific on the guidelines you need to meet to qualify for the funds.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So last packet we had, Amy gave us what we have received, what it, and then what each part is has to be spent on.
For the ARP or for the education? There's two separate
ESSER
things I think you're going to get.
ESSER.
In terms of, okay.
Those, I mean, it's 2 years,
yeah,
but it's specific. Like,
yeah,
such an amount has to be spent on mental health.
Yeah, see, it's
such
a different thing from the ARP.
Yeah, the
yes,
yeah, we can't, like, give a bonus to those that are working their tails off through the.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you can word it so you can. It's all in the wording. You have to play with it.
Okay. You got to read the fine print because there are exceptions.
Exactly.
There are exceptions based off the revenue that's coming into the town. It's quite involved. Yeah.
You have to read it about three times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's really.
Somebody interpret it.
Yeah.
It's really.
I'm going to check with you.
It's all in there, but yep, boy.
It's at the school,
and
it's not.
I think Dick asked about
she's been off
the town administrator.
Yeah, that was one of them.
I believe it is on. It hasn't been voted on. I think it's going to be proposed, maybe at the next meeting. Not sure.
September.
Yeah, look at the agenda.
Is Courier Road done, Sue?
I don't believe so.
No, okay.
Yeah. Again, I apologize. I really did not think he... I thought he was working like Dennis did.
He was out on Courier Road a long time.
Yeah, it's...
Well, some of that was the spring, the
yeah
rain.
Right.
He was, yeah. He has to take care of that. That's a safety thing. Whatever.
Well, but that was the reconstruction. That was like a two-year project.
Yes.
So this was year two, right, for the other part?
Did he report to anyone?
So.
Right? He did the first part.
Dennis did the first part.
And then.
And we were hoping
yeah
we wouldn't have to be so involved for the second part because of what Dennis did
yeah
during the first part. And I'll be honest, that's not my department,
oh,
and
okay,
I don't
right
really know. You'd have to ask. I think Boyd's the liaison, isn't he?
I have a quick question for you. Does Maplewood, the new development, is that town or is it like Highland? They have to take care of it themselves.
Maplewood, which one is Maplewood?
That's down on High
way
Street.
Up on
no, High Street.
Backwards.
Yeah.
Yes,
High
the
Street
new one.
Down by Bob Martel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that...
No.
The one that
like
has all those expensive lots?
Yes, is
there's
that
like nine
town
house lots and they're all
or is
sold
it like
ten
Highland?
Do you know what I mean? Like, is it half?
Is it a town road or not?
Right.
I think it's a town road once it's all finished.
I think it was approved as one.
Right, because he invested a lot of money in that.
Because that's not a town road. It's cluster housing.
It didn't meet.
Yeah.
It's not wide enough or whatever. Yeah,
and they all pay
HOA fee.
They have an HOA fee.
That's what the 55 plus is. That's not a town road.
Yeah.
Okay.
They pay HOA fees.
In Pine View or whatever it is, yeah.
Okay. And where's Canyon Crossing?
That's Canyon Crossing.
That's the over 55.
Yeah, that's the one right over there.
Going that's what it's street. Called.
Right,
yeah.
Canyon
yeah.
okay. Crossing.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think they're all sold. I think every one of them sold. Oh,
that's what I heard.
Oh, I know.
43 houses.
43
in there?
Yes.
Holy have you? Moly. You should ride up there because
well, there
were
17
of them are
right
there's
last
only
year,
three
and then the rest
well,
of them are all done.
The main road is done.
They're sold.
Right.
They're not still sold, but they're sold.
We're doing all the fertilizing in there. And that first road's all done,
yeah.
pretty much.
It's like people moved in. It's kind of nice.
Yeah,
I mean, they were sitting out.
Nice.
They got flowers
yeah.
out. It's
yeah,
a nice little.
Nice.
I mean, they all look the same, which isn't my cup of tea, but.
It's,
I thought
it's well done.
It's going to be
nice,
a lot of
nice
revenue,
well landscape.
A lot
yeah.
of revenue
with no
school expenses.
Yeah,
yeah right. Yeah.
It's, you know, if you don't mind everybody minding your business,
right.
then it's all good.
That age, I think that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, I kind of feel
probably,
like that.
They probably
yeah.
get together for drinks or
sure.
cookouts.
They're
or
out there.
You
my husband walks
board.
A dog.
They're outside all the
yeah.
time.
They're
I
out
drive
there
out there.
All the time.
Yeah.
yeah. Very friendly.
And they all
want
to come out and yak
yeah.
at you.
Yeah.
No,
they're very
I get my
friendly.
Headphones on. I can't hear you. Don't talk to me.
I have work to do. Yeah.
Any more questions on the town expenditure report?
No.
Or income? Okay. And then for the school, we got an expenditure report and a enrollment report.
And the expenditure report is not what we usually expect, and it's not been reviewed because she's been out for 2 weeks.
Okay, and you'll notice it's the first 6 pages and the second 6 pages are an extension of the first 6 pages,
mm-hmm.
but they're consecutive. So once there's only 2 columns, and then after the first 6 pages, you get to the other columns.
And
it goes
just
on. So you'd have to tear it apart and change it in order to actually read it.
We weren't going to be getting a report, but I told her we needed a report. So this is, she hasn't done anything with it. So.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's just the way it was copied. It came out that way. So.
So here's the enrollment numbers. But they're not comparing from last. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they
compare
last year.
But not high school. Is that the one we never get? We never get high school.
We do, but because school started high school,
but
like, what, yesterday?
I don't think they compare.
Yeah.
High school started Tuesday, yesterday,
yeah.
so they don't have.
Okay.
And middle school started last
yeah,
Thursday,
and she's
so
been
it's
Ill
been.
Or out or whatever, that's understandable.
Yeah, so we've got June of last year, June of 2020, and September 2021.
And when do we get the encumbrances? Next meeting?
We've already got the encumbrances.
June. Oh, okay.
I gave you the list of what we did over the summer
yeah.
type stuff.
Yeah,
so what was the balance? Do you remember what the balance is? I say coming back to the town, but the balance is...
We had a couple unexpected catastrophic aids that came in, so it was like, what, 140?
Oh, that's good. I thought it was like 79 or something.
No,
I can't. It was in last month's packet. Do you have...
Yeah.
Is that the one that was unaudited as of June 3rd?
Yeah.
So you had 175, here...
175-438,
does that sound right? Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah,
175-438.
And then there's a breakdown of how much was like unexpected revenues, I think. Or did I just have that? I think it's in the minutes.
Yeah, then...
The minutes. 97,000 was unanticipated revenues, and 50,000 of it was unspent encumbrances from the year before. We cannot use the unexpected revenues and unencumbered funds from the year before.
Oh, from the year before.
Yeah. it's the same thing, but.
Yeah, 175, yeah. Okay, any other questions on the school reports?
I'm assuming. Hopefully we'll have a better looking report. Even if it is for just August 31st by the next meeting.
Yeah, this is just for, what, a month or so?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so. Impossible.
It's hard to, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the one from your last meeting will be the real one we want to look at for budget time, right?
Yes.
Was.
Yeah. Yeah.
One from June.
The one, yeah, the one we got last.
The June 30th.
Last
yep.
month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Now we. I sent. We got the calendar. Oh.
Sorry, you reminded me of that we set the date for the.
Oh, you did. Okay. I'm working on the calendar for the budget season. And you have dates for me?
We set the deliberative date for Thursday, February 10th.
Okay,
6.
Hold it. Wait a minute. Let me look down here. School deliberative session, February 10th, 02:10, at 6 p.m. at the Moore School?
Yes.
Okay, and your snow date?
February 12th at 1 p.m.
February 12th at 1 p.m. Okay.
Well, what time was the first one?
Six.
Was it six?
Six
p.m. Thursday, if I remember correctly.
And then town meeting is March 8th at CYAA, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
do
you?
It says here town deliberative, it's February 8th.
Well, that's the first session. Then
okay.
We vote on March 8th.
Yeah, the deliberative session is February 8th, and the town meeting is when we vote is March 8th. Now, a joint meeting with the school board. Do you know when you're going to have the budget?
Amy wasn't there.
Okay, so I'll just leave your dates unknown. I've got November 18th, we're going to review the school budget, so, I mean, I just did that based on what we did last year. So if that's not going to work.
18th, I would hope so.
Okay. And then the joint meeting with the school board and the SAU, well, you can maybe talk to everybody else
mm-hmm.
and figure out when a good date is. And then the only thing we still need from the town is when the petitioned and non-petitioned warrant articles
well,
are due.
Well, the petition, that's a date, and I knew what it was, and I didn't, wait, maybe I did write it down here. Because that's so many weeks before, so that's, everybody has the same date for that, for the petition. It's in the RSA, but I don't know if I wrote it down. And the non-petition, hopefully, yeah, I didn't write it down.
Okay, that's all right. You can.
January.
It's not next week, so you can give me those when you get them, and I'll update.
Yeah, Brian didn't announce it, but I think we'll probably do it. He'll probably announce it. At the
okay.
Next
All right. Well, you can give me those when you have them. Okay. Are you stretching, or do you have a question?
No, I'm just putting my glasses on.
Oh, okay.
I'm in my
hand. May I ask a question, though?
Sure.
Now you're on that safety committee.
Yes.
Do you know when they'll have? Is that going to be a bond issue or will that?
Yeah.
You know?
So I was going to give.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to give
later?
A quick
we'll
update.
That
no, actually,
later.
That's the next thing on the
oh,
agenda.
Oh, then while we wait. Yeah, sorry.
Just to bring everybody
sorry.
Up to speed. I didn't know how much you might know. I know Dean was there last night. So,
the update on the meeting.
Update on the meeting. So you probably heard a lot of stuff initially that Junior Purington's
sorry.
Property is owned by the Severinos. Initially, they wanted to do a land swap.
I don't know who whose property you're talking about.
Yeah.
So
back up
two houses before the courthouse. The White House. On
okay, yep.
There's some dumpsters that there were dumpsters outside.
Okay.
They started, they've actually cut a driveway in
there. They condemned that house, maybe.
Yeah, they're gonna
destroy
it.
Down.
Yeah. So anyways, he wanted to swap that piece of property for a couple of pieces of property that the town owned up on North Road near what's that side street, Sue, that it's on, that he looked at?
It's the one.
Paul's Mill.
Yeah.
But there are issues with the titles on those properties, so they, he said it was going to be too hard to do that. So they had the piece of property appraised over here. It's, I believe it's 6.7 acres.
Who said that was going to be too hard to do? He said he.
Ronnie Severino, sorry. He looked into the titles to see it, and he said it's going to be a mess. Apparently it went back to 1928, it was a tax takeover.
And then you have to pay the heirs and all.
You have to pay the heirs, and then of course the town hall burned, nobody could find the paperwork, so it was going to be quite the thing. So anyways, that washed away. They had the piece appraised down here at appraised for approximately $465,000, that lot on Raymond Road. Ronnie's willing to sell it to the town for $400,000 and do a lot of the site work, as you can see. He's already doing that, some of that work. So the, and then, so following up with that, the committee thought it would be best to make sure the taxpayers are really well informed. So to get a whole package together on exactly what this whole thing is going to cost. So there's going to be two warrant articles they're going to look for. They're going to look for the additional funding to buy the land. Because remember, we had, was it $338,000, Sue, that was in that?
$360,000, but there's a question. I've got to listen to the tape on that.
Okay.
I do have the tape now.
Okay. There wasn't enough to buy the land. So they've just put a written, Ronnie said he will wait to see how the town votes. He's fine with that. So anyways, there'd be a warrant article to cover the difference between what we set aside on the warrant article last year for a site for a police station. And then there'll be a bond question.
For the police station.
For the police station,
on its
yes.
own.
So what the committee did, they had a couple of architects come in to do presentations on assisting to make sure that the building is laid out right. And some of these companies have done other police stations and fire stations and everything. They did interviews. They said that they were going to hire SMP Architecture based off of approval of the Board of Selectmen, which I believe he's bringing to your meeting next week. So that contract is $18,500. I will say that they did an unbelievable presentation, and they were there last night, both of them, and took some of the drafting that they've done, and they've already made a ton of suggestions. You know, they've done this work before. They will show up at all the meetings, answer all the questions. They'll be there to explain the warrant. They'll be at the deliberative session. They'll be available, and they help them through the way. They believe in a construction manager, so the group is going to interview construction managers in the next 3 weeks.
Is it both police and fire, or just police?
No, so what they did, though, Dean was...
I'm hearing a lot of this the first time,
okay.
Right?
Well, I think Dean just was there last
night.
Well,
I don't mean from Dean. I mean,
okay.
As far as the selectmen don't necessarily know all
So this is just a draft of the layout of the property down here, if anybody wants to look at it. So that's Raymond Road.
Okay.
So that driveway here.
Where he's already cut in.
Where he's already cut in. The way they're laying it out, is it going to have, even though this is just the police station, any work that's done, it's going to be one septic system, one well, one power plant. The building will be able to connect to the police station. The police station, when you see the design, when they get it ready, is going to have this training area that's going to be able to attach to a fire station at some point in time. When Tommy looked at the drawing, he looked at it and he said, you know what, the access for the police station would be better over here, closer to us. They're actually going to cut another driveway in there. And they had Dean look at it because they wanted to make sure that on a future event that the trucks can access it and drive right through the building and out the other side.
Okay.
So he's done a lot of site work. He's going to have some civil engineers go in there, you know, to lay out for drainage, sewerage. So
they're looking at it in anticipation of adding on.
Correct. So
not
like
doing it as backwards, so
that making sure it's ready someday if they wanted to add the fire station. So, for example,
acres?
The architecture last night said you need to have a cistern for fire suppression. Nobody had even thought of that. And like they said, you don't have to do it right now, but you have to make sure you leave
room,
space
room for it to happen.
So my question is building expenses just exponentially get more. Why aren't we doing all at once? I mean, why not take a bond for $3 million instead of $1.5 million when it could be $3 million just to add the fire later on?
Because you're going to bankrupt the town.
Yeah.
Well,
it won't be $3 million. It'll probably be like $10 million.
It's going to be real expensive.
Yeah.
And I will tell you personally, if you don't mind interjecting, Dean said they've been saving up money. As you know, you give it every year, $50,000 or whatever, and he's almost where he needs to be to add on to the firehouse. He said that firehouse should last another 20 years, which probably isn't what the committee wanted to hear.
Oh, no, the committee hadn't committed to that at all. They just wanted to make sure that they thought it was a nice piece of land and that we should at least lay it out
someday down the road. And Tommy has done an enormous
amount of work,
and I don't believe he's charged a cent. I mean, Severinos.
The Severinos.
Yeah, the younger brother.
The one who's married and has all the girls that lives on Adams Road. Okay. And Ronnie lives, I don't know where he's.
No kids.
Thresher.
Ronnie lives down Thresher.
He doesn't want anybody to know where he lives.
So they did. The architects did ask they're going to meet with Dean just to walk through his facility and everything, just so that they want to have an idea in their head of what it might look like going forward. But Dean was quick to say he hates to lose the upstairs of the fire department. He loves that up there. But they flat out asked him, what would you think about moving this right away? Dean says, well, to be honest with you, I'd like to see us get the police station built and paid for. And then we'll talk about the fire station. Yeah.
Well, but it makes sense to anticipate 20 years from now that there's room for
that
to happen.
And we're going to get an
ambulance later.
Being a little forethoughtful.
Exactly.
How many acres is this?
6.7, I believe.
Okay. They were also talking about room for highway.
Yeah, there's going to be, see right over here? He's going to have a whole, because they thought even early on they could put some covers up for the salt and stuff and move covers for the plows. They could put that out over here.
Oh, you mean highway department.
Highway department.
So there'd be room on that plot.
We're moving into the 21st century over here. I don't know if this is not going to go over big.
Yeah, I said that. I warned them. I said it's. And
everyone likes pretty pictures until they see what it costs.
Yep.
And a bond, of course, needs more than a 50%.
Two-thirds.
It's like three-fifths.
Oh, it needs that much?
Wow. I don't know. I'd have to look it up, but I thought it was.
They haven't talked. They don't know. A general
two-thirds
budget.
So what they're going to do, though, Todd, is they're going to make sure they have all those hard numbers by the time we do the warrant articles, because they know it's got to be up front with everybody. They got to say, look, this is going to be the guaranteed maximum price, GMP for the project. This is what it's going to cost you. They want to get all that work done. That's why I'm not going to talk to you at all about any of that early talk yet, because they don't want to do that. It's going to be a big enough
price tag anyway.
But see, if you think about it, what could happen here is that we could get a 50% majority and to get the money to buy the property, but then we don't have the money to build anything.
Right.
Somebody said
that
they don't want to own
sense.
Another piece of property.
Right.
So I would hope they put one above the other. Actually, I think a bond article has to come first before. Yeah. It's right at the beginning of the meeting.
But if the same group of people vote yes, if the 55% vote yes on both, one will pass and one will not.
Then what's this?
And they thought that, and they anticipate that might happen. They want to try to get as much information as they can. They said at least if we get the land, well, we could always come back next year or something.
Can't we
sell
some useless land that we have in the town?
So, isn't that a good idea?
No, I'm serious. I'm not being sarcastic.
We should have bought Fitz, but that's
that's right. That was a big loss.
So he's going to ask us, from what I understand, ask the Board of Selectmen. And again, I put the 360, and I promised the whole deliberative session that we would come back to them and ask their permission before we spent it on anything. So far, I mean, you can tell I'm a little bit upset about this anyway. Because I don't think that's how it was when they said they put it in a capital improvement fund. I don't think they thought it would all be spent on one building, or that the taxpayers wouldn't be asked if they want to do it.
But so, aren't they still being asked?
So though? So they're going to so Brian's presenting to the Board of Selectmen, I believe it's next week, which would trigger a public hearing,
okay,
a disposition of the funds. So
we spent $3,000 for an appraiser. I did approve that, or the selectmen, we did all approve that. I believe he's going to ask for $18,500 to have the architects draw up something, but then he said Susan is going to cost another 50 to get something else. So now out of 360, we spent, the 60,000 is gone. And I know architects are expensive. I know they are. I didn't know that there was going to be a contractor. There won't be anybody to, because to build this building, I mean, Dean was a, quote, clerk of the works, but he swung his hammer as he was clerk of the working. But they want a construction manager. Is that what you just said?
So the architectural people, both of them that came in suggested that on a project like this, that's the way to go. Because a construction manager would put every piece in that building up for bid, whether it's mechanical, engineering. At the meeting last night, everybody at the meeting said and told the architects that they wanted to make sure that we used as much in-town talent as we could. So that was pretty clear that they said we have a lot of really good people in town that can do work, and we want to make sure that that was passed on. So that's what the committee was talking about last night.
Don't they usually, the construction managers, get 10 or 20% of the project? I can't remember what it is.
So they're all different. There's three of them coming into interviews, and they say it can vary anywhere from 2% to 10% depending on the company. Right. So they're going to do those interviews in 3 weeks.
Yeah. So does every...
So, and the reason he's asking for the extra money, he's going to, and I didn't even know what it's going to be because he's working with other people. You know, I participate in the meetings as best I can. Is that Tommy mentioned that because of the deadline and they want to get a hard number for the town, for the warrant articles, like they want to get a civil engineer in there. So he's saying that person has to be paid. So they wanted to say, well, instead of having a public hearing every time, you need 18.5. Now we got to go back for another public hearing for... another public hearing for 5, to ask for the money to do those particular items. And again, that will be in writing, and Brian's working on that, I think, with the architectural firm and a couple of the other people on the committee.
I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but, I mean, we won't even approve as a town fixing the school. I mean, the likelihood...
Smith Library.
Right, like, it really worries me to spend 60 grand. And, I mean, I'm not on the committee, and I know you guys are going to do... But it worries me to spend 60 grand and then they get a bill saying it's 10 million to do police station, and you know that our town is going to say no. So that's my only concern, is that.
So my idea to the selectmen, or I said to when Brian was presenting at the last meeting or giving us a rough idea of what was going to happen, I said, we're putting the cart before the horse, but he has a good point. People want to know exactly or the details. He has a good point on that one. The trouble is, I don't believe the town would say, let's spend 60 grand to get the details. I said, can't you ballpark it and then go for add a little bit extra on the bond? I mean, that was my idea. Because I said, I don't think it's fair to take 60 grand out of that, $360,000 to try. And again, I don't know how much a civil engineer, I don't know all of that stuff.
And I don't,
this is the first.
And I don't think it's going to be anywhere near that from the numbers heard at the meeting.
Oh, okay.
As a matter of fact, the Severinos, the architecture didn't want to say it, but both the Severinos said when you have a construction manager come in to do a presentation, they won't ask for any money up front. They're hoping they can work with you on the project.
So that they get the job.
Yeah. They said that all comes down the road. Mm-hmm. I think Tommy was just worried about civil engineering. I can't remember. There was one other item, Sue, that they wanted to make sure that they had some money to cover it. And I can't remember what it was, but I want to say it was $5,000.
Oh, okay.
So $18,500, and then whatever the civil engineer. And I think Tommy was trying to get that price so that they could give an exact figure to the...
$18,000, Brian told me, were the architects.
$18,500 is the architect, yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just my thoughts.
Is that just preliminary fees? That's not
so
the, like...
I asked Tommy that. So, if once they get the civil done on the site, that's good for next year, the year after.
Sure.
You don't have to redo that.
Right.
But so you're still looking at almost, $40,000, really, when you break it all out, just to have a plan.
And that's
to present.
It's a preliminary plan,
right.
To present. It's not a plan.
See, we did this on graph paper, so
okay.
I don't. I mean, it was 30 years ago.
No, and I know, we never do. You know, you can't move forward unless you spend. Like, I get it.
Didn't they use milestones
for
the library?
I think Brian's point is just what Sue said. If he goes to the deliberative session and puts a warrant article out, and then you can't be sure and assure people that this is going to cover it, and that's gonna meet the needs of the town, that would be a bad idea.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I get that, too.
So he thought that, and you know, just when they were just going through the plan, there's all kinds of regulations now and everything when it comes that they were aware of that.
We're so out of regulation
big time
over there.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
So does this whole building move there? So this building is no, just the police?
This building would then be, you know, you could take the spread the town
right.
Okay.
people out. So that now they're COVID compliant. You can yeah. give them spacing. And
the leftover ARPA money could be used for some of this too. So the ARPA is about $400,000.
Oh, okay.
$200,000 and $200,000.
Okay.
So that was a two and two.
So if you take out, I mean, I have no idea what the selectmen are going to approve, but based on the requests for ARPA money, if you take out everything but the new police station, there's a lot of money left. I don't know how much, but so there's the 360 or whatever, plus then there's the leftover from the ARPA money.
Okay. Can ARPA be spent on
yes, because of...
It, because it's going to... It's going to make this building and that building COVID
compliant.
Socially distant.
So you could use that money for all of this preliminary.
And the only downside to that in the.
Yeah, but that's $400,000.
Yeah, you'd have it for nothing else.
Oh, what? No, it's not going to cover the whole thing.
Oh,
no, it's not going to probably cover
it. No, I'm just talking about the initial cost of even presenting it to the.
I think. That's what you think.
How much was the library?
1.4 without the fire station. 1.4.
It's got to be more than that.
1.4, 1.5,
because
I think is what
they
he
haven't,
said.
They haven't even done a draft yet, so I'm not even going to give you a number.
They can't even get the school updated for $2.5 million.
Right, that's what I That's why I think we're just throwing good money after bad.
Does anyone remember how much the library cost?
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
And we, a lot of that was paid for by one individual.
Oh.
It was a...
bequest or
donation,
yeah, something like that. We got like she passed away, and we got all her stocks, and that paid for almost all of it. It was quite a bit of money.
That's awesome.
So,
but I do know that the fire department is asking, and they're the ones that told the selectmen about this, because we weren't aware of it. None of us were. So Dean came to a meeting and told us about this. Relief package or recovery, whatever they're calling it this week. But they have something, I think, in for 100,000+ for communications.
For COVID.
So they wouldn't, I don't remember what exactly, and I don't want to speak out of turn. If he were here, he could tell you. So I don't think they'll get all four. I think there'll be some people will be upset if all four are spent on that project and not on theirs when they brought it to the town's attention.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying that there'll be some money left out of the $400,000.
Yeah.
No, I thought we were going to put it all on that. No?
That's not going
to
be...
That's up to the selectmen.
And again,
I don't know any of this.
That's not even going to be the recommendation from the group that's looking at the ARPA funds.
We won't feel horrible that we spent all that money and everybody says no.
That's what I'm afraid of. It's...
Well, they need to have, didn't they do that with I can't remember now, but...
The gym.
They got to have some sort of task force.
Remember we had that and all that for the village district? Remember
I think you just have to pull the people. I mean, if the town's going to vote this down, then it's all for naught anyway. So you almost need a task force to get the information out there, to get some sort of pulling back that the town is... I can't imagine that... I don't know. What do I know?
Do we actually have a choice? I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but do we? Yeah, but if they're not compliant, do we have a choice at some point? Okay. I didn't know.
I wonder if they can get penalized because they don't have,
like, be forced to have something different.
That's what
it's just like the vaccines.
I don't think
they can do that.
But if they can do that. But if they have to take in a juvenile, they can't be seen by anyone.
Again, remember 2 years ago, I wanted to add on. I wanted to give them a Sally port that they wanted, a juvenile ruin, another whatever. And everybody said, no, don't do that, don't do that. And I said, okay, I won't do it. And I should have, because the architect for that addition was going to do it for free. He lives in Candia. And that, to me, would have solved a lot of problems.
Wouldn't it be cheaper to retrofit this building than buying a new piece of land and building a new building?
There's no room.
How is there no room though? That's like the field is never used. I mean, they could. I don't know who. Doesn't the town own the field anyway?
This field, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of room then.
Isn't that part of the Moore Park?
Same. We have to go to
the Moore Park. Has to be used as a park. Remember, we've had that.
We had to go to the heirs. They gave us permission to put this building in on the park land. You have to go to them and ask them, and they gave us their blessing. And
it seems like a lot of land here.
And Todd, I'll just go back to what you said, and again, you know.
Yeah, don't shoot the messenger.
Information is good. So the architectural firm even told it, and the committee knew that, very aware about public perception and being open and honest. That's why they're going as fast as they're going to go as fast as they can to get hard numbers, so that hopefully they could have them by mid-November to start talking to people about what the project would cost. The group talked about going out and starting to talk with the public, but they said, as soon as you open your mouth and you say, whatever number for the building,
yeah, you have
right?
to know the number.
You got to know the number because it's going to go all over town, and that would be really unfair.
It costs so much to know the number.
Yeah, but you have
it does
to.
So.
You can't.
So much.
You can't ask somebody what they think if you don't give them that basic.
If you don't
that,
give them the number.
It's the first question they ask. How much is it going to cost the town? How much is it going to put my taxes?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And if you can't answer that, then they're not going to give an honest opinion.
There you go.
Because then they're going to say, yeah, we need a new police station. Who doesn't think you need a new police station? Well, your taxes are going to go up $400 for the next 10 years.
Forever.
And then they're like, yeah, forever, yeah. And they'll be like, oh, okay, then no.
Forget it, right.
Yeah.
I think what's going to really make a difference is what comes in, and I hope you guys all, if you can't make it, or ask for the tape, when we have that hearing to see the budgets for the town, that's going to make a big difference, in my opinion. The school's going to make a big difference. You know, we're going to, I think that the selectmen are going to try to level fund. But, you know, now we have a town administrator with benefits out of that's about 100. We don't have one.
Oh,
we don't have
one.
Are we still, we asked and we took it out, right?
We didn't say we took it out. We said you have plenty of money in your budget to afford
it,
which shows with their budget line items currently that they have plenty of money in their budget to afford it. But, hey.
So I think those two things, and I think warrant articles are going to make a big difference. If the school comes in again and asks for the 2.8 or 5 or whatever it was, I think you're going to see mm-hmm. when those come in, that's going to tell the committee right off, this isn't the year to do it, or it is, or whatever.
Gosh, I think the school's need is more immediate than...
I think
I'm going to hold that.
I would say that I would not recommend that they have a warrant article for $2.4+ million. And look for a police station upgrade on the same year. Because none of them are going to make it, or one of them is going to make it. They're definitely not both going to make it. But what you can't control.
The town held the line last year, and that's why ours went through, I think, our budget. Because people are getting to the point, I mean, we have young couples who can't afford it. We have elderly people. I just think people are getting to the point where they really, and look at the inflation.
But what's going to happen with all that extra revenue that we're getting from?
It's not any extra revenue, though.
That's 47 times, what did we say, that they're like $9,000? 47 times 9?
No, the ARPA money is $400,000.
No, not that.
That was a timber tax.
No, you're talking that, or you're talking about,
the
property tax,
the
increase of houses. And,
yes, yeah.
Oh.
As
the nine
gets
lots.
Them all built. We'll get more there. We'll get more over there.
Yeah, but you can't build to out to mm-hmm.
yeah,
raise
I wouldn't
the money
count
for the
on
spend.
That.
There's
I
no
wouldn't
way
count
that's
on
gonna.
That.
And keep in mind when we look over here and the you know, like Sue said, the people who are moving in here are coming from places where they had a lot of services. And the first thing I think we're going to need to do is an ambulance and an
well, the
and
ambulance
an
to me is a priority.
You know?
But
no, you're not wrong.
And they're all. I won't say old, but they're all over
55.
Well,
they're
55.
All,
55.
They're all over 55.
They're
you know, a lot of
their
them
ideas
are
of what are necessary are different than me and Jody and Stephanie, and which is fine.
Definitely
but
an ambulance.
They're working on it. They're working on it. You should have it. It won't be a dollar, but at least they'll come. So
I don't know. This
I know.
A lot of stuff. Yeah. I'm just worried about the inflation and the jobs and the businesses closing down and not getting help and just
Yeah, but look at the home prices. Everyone can see all the for sale signs in town and what they're asking for these
houses. What's going to happen when they all get foreclosed on?
On top of what our property to own, my lord.
Who is going to,
who can afford these places?
They're lending, they said, 45% on average of income. That's the average mortgage.
It's up to that?
That's insane.
Yes. I didn't think they'd even do that after the last fall.
No, but it's cyclical.
Like, it's one of the nicest lots, I think, in Candy. I never come this way, but it's for sale. That huge white building on 27.
Oh, the most beautiful piece of property in town. That gorgeous.
Oh, McDuffie's old. McDuffie's old place.
Yeah, that's his last name begins with a B. They're nice people, but they're not around.
On High Street. The big
pool.
Yes,
What's that? One
land. That's for sale?
Is that what it is? I didn't even know it was for sale. I drove by. Oh, it's gorgeous.
You can't miss it.
Which never go that way.
The big white house next to Cantaloupe's.
I mean, my son.
Where the Cantaloupe's
were. Yeah, I know. He's got the green shutter one.
Big red barn.
Right?
Set back
white house.
Yeah, not the playground pool. The fence.
Right before the new development.
The one with the pond.
Pretty much before the new development.
I always loved that house.
Oh, yes.
Do you know how dated that house is?
It doesn't look it from the outside.
It's so nice. That's such a nice piece of property.
It is.
Yes. Did you do Zillow?
You can see it on Zillow.
And then how about Tower Hill at 1.6?
1.6.
Oh, that's juicy.
Oh, I didn't see that one. Did you see the one on Merrill's 1.2?
They sold. That sold for 1.2 million.
Which one?
That's sold. They're coming from New York. People can work remotely.
Yes.
And a lot of them are coming from New York, Rhode Island, Connecticut.
My cousin came from San Diego. But I agree with Bob. He's making California money living in New Hampshire.
And they're going to, you know, they're going to want things that they don't.
They don't want an ambulance.
They're going to want things that we don't have.
Yeah. I'm hoping they don't. Hopefully. The ones that we've met have been pretty conservative and not interested in making a new New York City up here.
Until it comes right down to it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
I know. Here we are. Philosophy 101.
One other thing I wanted to mention is the virtual workshop for the finance.
It's on the 14th.
Does anybody know what
are we talking about the same thing that I was thinking? I have time, it looks like. But I don't have to actually go.
No, but you have to sign up.
And then I can do it at my own leisure.
Yeah.
When I have time to do it.
Right. But Linda just sent a reminder that if you want to do it, be sure and sign up.
Who do I call? Do I have to
call the selectman's office?
Donna. Beck.
Donna.
Talk to Donna.
Donna.
Okay.
Or Linda, probably either one of them. Yeah.
How early are they here?
Oh, 8 o'clock. She's here at 7:30. Donna Becker. But
yeah.
Allie Green.
I'd say 8.
But I have to call before the 14th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're supposed to.
I go to Catherine.
I have a quick question.
Who's up this year for election?
You're talking
Susan?
About them?
I'm thinking me.
I already looked it up because we've got a couple of people interested.
I thought it was.
You're stuck for another year.
Really? People are interested.
I think it's 2 years. Some people are interested.
Stop it. This is fun. What else do you get?
You know what? It is an education.
It is.
All the time.
Wait, maybe.
And now we're not gonna have to argue about the Smith building anymore, right?
Seriously.
Oh, I wanted to go for that tour. I just didn't
you
come down.
Ask
me.
We're not going to have to talk about it anymore.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see.
Wait.
It'll be a
warning. So you're going to ask for the school maintenance, and you're going to ask for the. Wow, that is going to be.
It's going to be ugly.
It's going to be ugly.
You're going to ask for what? Are you doing
the
2.5 again?
Yeah.
Oh,
how
boy. That's
people,
something
what
to
was
know.
The vote
it
now?
Was like, it got lost. It was like 2%.
Really?
You lost by a very, and you were really shocked.
Remember Amy, I think Amy said to us, if we don't get it this year, we're coming back again next year.
Yeah,
it was very, like 2%.
So, we agree that we would give you some, not all?
No, it's
all or nothing.
All or nothing.
Okay.
So have you thought about just putting in your budget line item?
I mean, so that you guys can take it out?
I mean, you had 175 extra we're giving back. So,
that's
do you
unanticipated
know what I mean?
Revenues. We can't.
They didn't know that was coming
in. We didn't know that was coming
in. It was
only going
to be like 75 or something. I remember.
But even 75.
It would have been 40.
Argue about the littlest things, and then it's 175
over. I know, it was under
100
that they were going to return before.
when I came on, it was, we were returning 400,000.
So why?
Now we're down to 40,000.
So we're down way more kids, but a lot more cost. Yeah. Really, that's what's happened, right? I mean, yeah, we're always doing that, but.
So we were, back in the day, the budget was so inflated. At the end of the year, we were getting, the school was returning like 400,000.
You gonna run, Bob?
For like a couple of years running, now we're down to like 40,000.
Does anybody have anything else that we need to cover tonight? No? Is there a motion to?
I will motion that we adjourn.
Katrina moves to adjourn. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
And all in favor? All right.